Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ye bazibonye abo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muri yo mutamu mukama wafe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Ngenda kusaba ombolize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request the greet of your brethren.
Omuwubirako.
As you wave at them.
Erango oyongera omwagaliza omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Remove wish them light of the word of God.
Gumulisize mu bulamu obulungi.
Enlighten them in the good life.
Okutuuka ku bulamu butagwawo.
To reaching the eternal life.
N'obulungi bwa Katonda bwonna.
And all the goodness of God.
Lwanga ayogera mu Zaburi ya 119.
Because it speaks in the Psalms 119, verse 105,
ekigambo kya Katonda tabaza,
that the word of God is a lamp,
era musana ogumulisa olugendo lwaffe,
and it's the light enlightening our path.
Era ayogera mu Efeso esuula ey'okutaano,
it speaks in the Ephesians 5,
olunyiriri lw'13,
verse 14,
nti buli ekibikkulirwa,
everything reproved,
nekirabisibwa,
and it is manifested,
omusana gwe gukirabisa,
light is what manifests it,
ogwo nno gwe gw'ekigambo kya Katonda,
that is of the word of God,
nate gutwolekedde ku mulundi guno,
that we're moving on to this time.
Yes, ye bazibonyo.
Praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumba Bible.
And the Bible reader teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinye lya mukama wafe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Obwo kumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Atugenda maso kwandiza eri omulamu.
And to move on, we'll come you to the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and His glory, reaching the life eternal. Because
it
speaks in Psalm 78, verses 6 up to 8, that children who will be born of the new generation,
Katonda wabwe,
those who know their God,
so nga tibalinga emirembe gy'abajjajjaabwe,
they will not be like generations of their fathers,
abantu abalatiriza mitima gyabwe,
people who did not align their hearts,
era abatanyweranga Katonda,
who never held unto student God.
Yana ategeeza mukosea nyamukaga,
and he said in those Hosea 4:6,
nti abantu babadde bazikira olw'okubula okumanya,
people have gotten destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Naye nategeeza mu Yokaana 3:17,
but he tells us in John 17,
olunyo olwokusatu,
verse 3,
nti obulamu obutagwawo,
that eternal life,
kwe kumanya Katonda omu w'amazima,
is to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus is
saying.
So that's why we've brought to the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and His glory, reaching you to the life eternal. Praise Jesus much. We are a generation committed to a special work, to lead in all the earth in the worldwide call.
Katonda mwatuyise okukola wamu naye mulimu gw'okusemba kusemazinga w'ensemba.
Where God has called us to work with Him in His final work on the planet Earth.
N'omulimu ogwo.
And that work.
Nga ye revival n'okuddizibwa obuggya okw'ebintu byonna.
The revival and restoration of all things.
Okuyita mu kuzza obuggya enjiri ey'obulokozi.
Through restoring the gospel of salvation.
Y'enjiri ey'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
It's the gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Mu bwakabaka bw'omu ggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Okubikkula ebyama byonna eby'obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu.
Revealing the secrets of kingdom of heaven.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga tugenda kuba tusinzira mu gavumenti ya Katonda ey'omuggulu ku nsi.
We are going to base in God's heavenly government on the earth.
Ne gavumenti ya yo masikati.
And its central government.
Emanyikiddwa nga gavumenti ya Katonda mu gavumenti z'oku nsi.
Which is known as God's government in the governments of the earth.
Okugenda maso okutuukiriza omulimu ogwo omukulu.
To moving on to fulfill that great work.
Yes, ye bazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Olunaku olwaleero.
Now this day.
Twagala okweyongerayo n'ekitundu eky'15.
We want to move on with part 15.
Ekya gavumenti ya Katonda ey'omuggulu ku nsi.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Ne gavumenti yayo masikati.
Even its central government.
Gavumenti ya Katonda mu gavumenti z'oku nsi.
God's government in the governments of the earth.
Yes, ye bazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twabadde twakamaliza ekitundu eky'15 akatundu E.
Just finished the part 15 portion.
Kakati twagala okweyongerayo n'akatundu B.
Now we want to move on with portion B.
Yes, ye bazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga olwayo tugenda kuba tunuulidde nnyo.
And today we're going to look at most.
Obufunze.
In the summary.
Obwa department omunaana.
Of the 8 departments.
Ezikola government ya Katonda mu government z'oku nsi.
Which makes up God's government in the governments of the earth.
Government ey'omumasikati.
The central government.
Eya government ya Katonda ey'omuggulu ku nsi.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes, ye bazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Asubire tuli fwenna.
We hope we're together.
Tugambye tugenda kulaba mu bufunze.
We want to see in summary.
Department omunaana.
The 8 departments.
zikora government ya Katonda mu government zokunsi,
which makes up God's government in the governments of the earth,
government yo masikati,
the central government,
ya government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi,
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twarabye mu bufunze jo department omunana.
We saw in the summary yesterday the 8 departments
zikora government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi,
which makes up God's heavenly government on the earth.
Wabula twagala okweyongera ne lero,
but today we want to move on again.
Ati tulabe mu bufunze department yo munana,
and we see in summary the 8 departments
za government ya Katonda mu government zokunsi,
of God's government in the governments of the earth.
Ye government yo masikati,
it's the central government,
ya government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi,
of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Eranga twawulide nti,
and we heard that
government ya Katonda mu government zokunsi,
God's government in the governments of the earth,
evunanyizibwa,
it is responsible
okubikula nokulaga government ezomunsi,
revealing unto guiding governments of the world,
nti oyo Katonda ali waguru ennyo,
that him God the most high,
era nti eguru,
and that heavens
lifugira mu government zaabwe,
rules within their government,
obambu akabaka wana babantu,
or in the kingdom of children of men,
era nga asobola okubuwa oyo gwabeera ayagadde,
and he can give it to whoever he wants,
nga jakono era nateekako omulala,
and he takes away one and he puts in place another,
era nga tubeera tuvunaanyizibwa,
we are responsible
nokulabika nga tukakasa ensi zonna,
we to prove to all nations
okugondera government ezi zitibwako Katonda,
to those governments put in place by God.
Mulimu wa government ya Katonda mu government zokunsi,
it's the work of God's government in the governments of the earth,
government eyo masekati,
the central government,
ya government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi,
God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tujukira twawulide ko kusina mu Daniel sura yokona,
I remember we heard of according to Daniel chapter 4 verse 24 and 25 to reach in verse 26, and he says like this,
Daniel sura yokuna n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwenya,
Daniel chapter 4 from verse 24,
amakuru geegano ayi kabaka yale teka lyoyo ali wagulu ennyo erijidde mukama wange kabaka,
this is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the most high which has come upon my lord the king. Verse 25.
Ngoligobebwa okuva mu bantu ero libera wamu nensole ezo musiko ero lirisibwa muddo ngente ero litobwa musulo ogwo muguru ere bisero musambu biri kuyitako okutusa roli tegera ngo yali waguru ngo yali waguru ennyo yafugira mu akabaka bwa bantu era abuwabuli gwayagala,
that they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make you eat grass like oxen, and they shall wet you with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men, and gives it to whoever he will. Verse 26.
Era kubanga balagidde okuleka ekikonge ky'ekikolo ky'omuti, obwakabaka bwo bulinywera gy'oli boli maro kumanya ngeguru lierifuga,
and since they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, your kingdom shall be sure unto you after you shall have known that the heavens do rule.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti kabaka Nabukadnezar,
that the king Nabukadnezar,
mukama yamugamba agenda kumutwara musiko okumala emyaka musanvu,
the Lord told him is to take him in the bush for 7 years.
Ngensonga esooka,
and the first reason,
yeri mu Daniel sura eyokunonyola bimwetaano,
that in Daniel 4 verse 25,
okutegera ngu yali waguru ennyo,
to know that the Most High
afugira mu bwakabaka bw'abaana b'abantu,
rules in the kingdom of the children of men,
afugira mu government z'abantu,
rules in the governments of people.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ensonga eyokubiri,
the second reason,
yeri mu lunyiriri olwabiri mu omukaaga,
start in the verse 26,
okutegera ng'eggulu lifuga,
to know that heavens do rule,
okugamba nti ebikolebwa mu ggulu,
saying that things done in heaven,
nga bye birina okukolebwa ku nsi,
and they are what meant to be done on earth,
kusinako ebyo bye yatutegeeza mu Matayo sura ekkumi
n'esula
ey'omukaaga,
the Matthew chapter 6
olunyi olw'omwenda n'olw'ekkumi,
verses 9 to 10,
ng'agamba nti bwe tuba tusaba tusabe nti,
and he said when we pray that,
kitaffe ali mu ggulu,
Father in heaven,
erinnya we tukuzibwa,
hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
So
both two reasons, according to Daniel 4 verse 25, governments of the world should understand that the Most High rules within the government or in their kingdoms. Then the second reason
is
that in Daniel 4 verse 26, to know that heavens do rule, the meaning is that explained in Matthew 6 verses 9 to 10,
to
prove what is done in heaven, it's that done on earth as the will of God. So as we work in God's government, in the governments of the earth, we are not here to argue against governments of children of men on the earth, to show them, but they have been put there by God to lead in his people, just as God wants it.
According
to that, he tells us in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. And he speaks saying like this. Romans chapter 13 from verse
1.
Let every soul be subject unto the high powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. No power which never cometh from God. And the leadership which is there, all it is ordained of God. There is someone who says, but there is some leaderships we see in the world, and they are very harsh, and they press the people, and they are dictatorial.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they reach even to say, perhaps that does not come from God. But many times it comes from the way you people conduct the evil acts before God. They cause you to be like that, to be given leaders who are harsh.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as God is government in the governments of the earth, the eight departments we are going to see, we are there to bring light of the word of God to all of you,
unto
the governments of the earth. I speak of their leaders, even the people they lead, to knowing the will of God, even to doing it. And the leaders do the will of God, even the people submit to them.
So
the work of God's heavenly government on the earth, even its central government, mostly the central government. Isaiah chapter 19 speaks this in the verse 21. Isaiah chapter
19
verse
21.
And the Lord shall be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know the Lord in that day, and shall make sacrifice and offering. Yea, they shall vow a vow unto the Lord and perform it. Praise Jesus much. If we go to know God, and we make a vow unto him, for the leaders in the world all they vow as they raise up the Bible, Lord, we are going to do and execute as the Bible says. After they do not fulfill to do as the Bible says, because most of leaders in all nations, when they are going to swearing in to be president, they raise up the Bible, saying they are going to do as the Bible commands, yet they don't be able to follow light of the word of God. And the many times the people, they are what caused God to give them the harsh rulers. We speak in the Isaiah 19, say that he will give them a harsh ruler. Isaiah chapter 19 from verse 3.
Nomo yegwa misiri guligwamu wakati moyo nange ndito kutesa kwayo era bali gabulwa eliye bifananye neriye abasamize neriyabo abali kemizimu neriye abarogo.
And the spirit of Egypt shall fail in its midst, and I will destroy its counsel, and they shall seek after the idols, and after the charmers, and the mediums, and the wizards. Verse 4.
Era ndigabula ba misiri mu mukono gw'omwami omukambwe. Era kabaka omukambwe alibafuga. Bwayogera mukama, mukama owejje.
And the Egyptians will I give over into the hand of a cruel leader, and a fierce king shall rule over them, saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What is happening? If the nation they accept sorcery, wizardhood and evil acts, they find themselves God has given them a cruel leader, and he's a dictator.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now when we turn,
singa department,
if we look most to these eight departments which make up God's government, the governments of the earth, the central government of God's heavenly government on the earth, we are going to be there, and every work anytime we do,
government is almost
telling the governments of this world that God rules within their government.
And
he wants most things done in heaven, they be done on earth. Even together to calm down all people in all nations, to subject to this government, those put in place by God to do the will of God, that they do not get dictatorial leaders. Many times we found such in Africa. Sorcery and wizardhood is most in Africa. They are too much. And in the Western nations it began. Different form of profane they do out there.
But
many times when people reject God,
he
can give them a leader who is fierce.
But
when you read in the first Samuel chapter 8, God told the prophet Samuel, people have not rejected you, but they have rejected me to lead them. Praise Jesus much. Let's read the first Samuel chapter 8 and from verse 5.
Samuel ekisoka esule yomunana n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
First Samuel chapter 8 from verse 5.
Ne bamugamba nti laba gw'oli mukadde ne batabani bo tebatambulira mu makubo go, kale tukolere kabaka atulamulenga ng'amawanga gonna.
And said unto him, behold, you are old, and your sons walk not in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. Verse
6.
But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. Verse 7.
Kubanga tebakuganye gwe naye baganye nze nemokuba kabaka wabwe.
And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Look to Prophet Samuel in those days.
Yali akora mu government biri.
He was working in two governments.
Yali akora mu government ya Katonda yo muguru
kusi. He was working in God's heavenly government on the
earth.
That which bases within church.
Ate nakora mu government ya Katonda mu government zo kusi.
At the same time, he worked in God's government in the governments of the earth.
Kuwabula government zo munsi.
In the correction of governments of the world.
Era we basaba omukulembeze bo.
When they asked a leader just as they wanted him, and God told Prophet Samuel, you think they have rejected you? They have rejected me to reign within their midst. Because always God reigns in the governments of children of men. Because our leaders, right from the presidents and all who follow, the kings and the others, they cannot rule without God. Because this world needs to breathe oxygen day and night. Yet the one responsible of it is God. The world needs rainfall. Rain that the plants grow. Yet the responsibilities of God. The world needs the sunshine to shine. Out of the sun cometh food going in the ground. And the ground blossoms. And the sun God put it up there and is responsible of it. Now you find, if he takes away things like those, the leaders can never rule. And they cannot lead the people. And they lead almost
1% kuburi chikumi.
1% over 100.
Wanga tunda fuga chenda muenda kuburi chikumi.
God reigns 99% per 100.
Mbezebo wakati mubantu.
In the leadership in the midst of people.
Ere singa tezizara.
And if
singa tezizara.
Nations don't give birth.
Then there
is no person who would have been able to
live.
Who knows of you how bones grow in the womb? Praise Jesus much. Now what is this, brethren? Those who hear us speak of what God is government, the government of the earth,
and
those who are going to be seeing it put in action, may think we've come take over their government.
Neda.
Note. We have come to enlighten you and to show you proof that the Most High, the living God, and heaven rules in the midst of children of men, in the governments of the earth.
That
God can put in place the one he wants, he takes away the one he hates, or he rests the one who has done good, and he brings another. All those based in the actions of people in both nations. Actions can be of sorcery. All those are connected to that. And God based there to give you a cruel leader. Or there may be actions of turning to get back to God. And he gives you a leader worthy of their actions.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, Bosoma Murunyiri. Samuel,
so when you read the first Samuel chapter 8, verses 9, he said like this.
Samuel ekisoka ekisule yomunana n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
First Samuel chapter 8 verse 9.
Kale nno kaakano wulire eddoboozi lyabwe naye onoobategeeye nti onoobategeereza ddala n'obalaga kabaka bwalifaanana alibafuga.
Now therefore hearken unto their voice, however protest solemnly unto them, and show them the Now therefore hearken unto their voice, however protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. Yes. Say they have rejected me, but show them the kind of a king going to reign over them. Going to be cruel, he will do to them this and that. The people ended up saying, let us be given that kind. So many times, the leadership that God gives to the people based on their good or their evil acts. Now it's our responsibility passing through the 8 departments of God's government, the governments of the earth, to correcting, proclaiming to governments of the earth their leaders the way they are, that God and heavens, they rule within their kingdoms, in their governments, and God loves most things done in heaven. It be done on earth, and it is our work to speak to people ruled over by those governments, the people of God, to submit to those governments. For if it's cruel, it's put there by God because of your evils. If the government is good, it's put there by God because of your good in you, of turning back unto God. Told us in Titus chapter 3 verse 1 saying like this. Titus chapter 3 and the verse 1. Titus chapter 3 verse 1.
Obajukizenga okugonderanga abafuga n'abalina obuyinza okuwuliranga okwetekerateekeranga buli kikolwa kyonna ekirungi.
Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Yes. Now it's the work. Our work based in the 8 departments God's government, the governments of the earth, reminding the people they lead subject to their leadership because it's ordained of God. For God rules in the governments of children of men, and he wants things done in heaven, they be done by those governments, and those governments to command the people to subject to obey the will of God. Praise Jesus, man.
So
some of the departments, let's begin with the first department. The first department of God's government in the government of the earth, it's the department is the department of the natural or physical gifts and callings. Yes. Praise Jesus much.
Department,
that department, it's responsible to reveal the gifts and the callings of people in the midst of the world, that people may not waste a lot of time as they study many books. For example, in Africa, they have not yet discovered their gifts and their callings, whether they're doctors, whether engineers, whether business people, whether politicians, but they don't know where exactly they fall.
So department is
so the first department,
government
is government and the governments of the earth,
the department
responsible for revealing the natural and the physical gifts and callings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Not to waste a lot of time in the books. People study many books, yet they have not yet discovered their gifts.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, for example, if those gifts are not yet discovered, there is going to be a lot of laboring and toiling. People study books to reach and getting tired. Because Ecclesiastes 12 and the verse 12, it says like this.
Omubulizi esuli ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwe 12.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 12.
Era nate mwana wange labuka okola ng'ebitabo ebingi tekuliko gye kukoma n'okuyiga ennyo kukooya omubiri.
And father, my son, be admonished by this, of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Yes.
Okukola ebitabo ebingi.
The making of many books.
Kukooya omubiri.
It wears the body.
Kakati department eno.
Now this department.
Ebeli n'okubanga weeri.
It has to be in place.
Department ya avunanyizibwa.
Department of those responsible.
Okubikula n'okumanya ebirabo n'okuyitibwa kw'abantu.
To revealing and knowing the gifts and callings of people.
Mu buvunanyizibwa bwabwe okuva mu buto.
That's the responsibility from their childhood.
Balimu okulabika nga basoma ebitabo ebingi nga mu Africa.
That they do not study many books like in Africa.
Umanyi mu Africa.
You know in Africa.
Ugenda n'osoma okuva ku P1 mpaka ku P7.
We'll study from primary 1 to primary 7.
Ugeza ngano mu Uganda.
For example here in Uganda.
Ejo myaka musanvu osoma tuna manya kirabo kyo na kuyitibwa ko.
Yes, you're studying, you've not yet realized your gift and calling.
Umanyi oba oli musawo.
You don't know whether you're a doctor.
Oli munabyabufuzi.
Politician,
who are
going to enter in the army, or your business person, and the many others. But you are just studying. As you come out in primary 7, you have no use per se. You can't even plan to invent any work. That's why jobs are very few in Africa.
Because
from childhood you don't know you were called to do what in this world. And many are not in their rightful call. Books they finish primary 7, go to senior 1.
Paka senior
4, another 4 years. That is 11 years.
He
does not know what he is going to be in the world and what he is going to do. It means jobs are going to be few.
The
world has to grow slow. That's what keeps the nations of Africa. That's called third world. The nation in the third century behind
is
century has 1,000 years.
That
you are 1,000 times 3 years behind. That is 3,000 years. You are 3,000 years by the judges and God proven
aba executive
by those of executive. Praise Jesus much. But what caused that? There is no department helping them
to
discover gifts and the callings, those physical gifts. Right when we are children, yet in the Western nations, there are some nations they follow us. That's why they take themselves being the first world. The others are ranked in the second world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But that books did that.
Like
started from baby class, now baby class.
To
top class, 3 years.
Joining
primary 1 to primary 7. That is total of 10 years.
Senior 1 to senior 4.
14 years. And there you've not even repeated the class.
Senior 5, senior 6.
Senior 5 to senior 6. That is 16? 16 years. When you have not repeated,
through all
there you have not yet realized what you are going to be in the world and what you are going to do. After you finish, they take you to university and you get a number of semesters.
When you
go to any course in university,
the
first semester still you do not know what you're going to be.
You
can understand almost the second semester.
Where
you take 3 to 5 years minimum.
Now,
join 5 years to 16, now you're 21 years. You began studying when you were how old? 3 years. Let's say 3 years. But there are 5. Now how many? You're 26 years. When you come out of university, you must have experience minimum 2 years to get a job, if it's there even. Now you are like 30 years.
You
can't even invent, the head is dead. It's so tired. Seeks for fornication and drinking alcohol to rest. Still need to trouble the world. If they knew your gift from childhood, for it would have made room for you. At school, you would have gone there to get skill and experience.
And
you come out having skills and experience in a few years. Because when he speaks Proverbs 18:16, he says this. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 18, verse
16.
A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before a great man.
He,
yeah. A man's gift makes room for him. Takes him with the great men, the princes of this world. The great men, the leaders.
Is
the spiritual world, we have gifts in the church, we can't serve without them.
Can
sit with the priest, God the Almighty, in the eternal life, that he wipe away our tears, takes us to rivers of living waters. Now it's like this. A man's gift was to want to make room for him from his childhood. And
it's
not according to his gift and calling. Whether a doctor from childhood is known as a doctor. Person goes to discover their doctor. And
spent
5 years in baby class.
P1 to P7.
That is 12 years. Most children sit peace primary 7 when they are 14 years.
Now
and they add on other 4 years. In the add on 2 years.
University.
3 to 5 years at university. They add on the years of experience too. Close to 30 years is not yet realized what he's destined to do. After you say the jobs are few in Africa. Mostly in nations of Africa.
Because
you didn't know how things ought to have moved. Children, you've taught and they have studied many books.
It's
tired, they can't plan any work. Even some are not in their calling. They are not in their gifts. You find
a
one who's a soldier is a doctor.
He is
very cruel. He injects you as if he injects a cow.
Yet
even the cows are held gently. Because perhaps in that time, doctors are the ones on market. In the whites, it's not like that. And that's why you are slaves and servants there. That you go to Dubai looking for jobs there. You've gone back to slavery. taken yourselves to slave trade, not like the one they forced you before. This time you take yourself there at your own will.
Yes.
God is God. Passing through his heavenly government or the government of the earth. The central government.
God
is heavenly government on the earth. Because he has put their help. Mostly onto Africa. Even all over the world.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
you know to walk in the gift which is not yours, what it means. And you walk and move by the call which is not your call. Study books and the head will not grasp them. They teach you many books and they set where you did read and they say you're foolish, stupid child. Why did you not set all that you taught me? And you see that I got grasped and those
things.
For I cannot understand all.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
This
is why he speaks in the Proverbs chapter 25 in the verse 14. And he says like this. Proverbs chapter 25, verse
14.
Whosoever boasts about him of a gift not given is like clouds and winds without rain. Yes.
A
person moves by a gift and it's not his call or her call. My friends, it's like a cloud where there's no water within it. Blow and make thunders in the sky. And you think there's going to be rainfall. And it never falls. Study many books, you think you're going to profit the world. As we discover your own village, smoking cocaine and drinking alcohol, others selling themselves, they are all profane and vile people.
Because
the things they moved by, it's not their call. They were taught things which are not their call. Now here in Africa, to teaching us Napoleon Bonaparte.
Simani Canadian
playlist. I hear Canadian playlist.
Are we
Canadians?
Era tuzi kugasechi.
Still they profit us what?
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. But as I say, we give you the summary.
Straight,
we are going to deal with this department.
Department,
Department of God's government, the governments of the earth.
Department,
department which handles the gifts and the callings which are of the flesh, the physical gifts.
Natural
physical gifts.
No, colleagues
that we are taught them right from our childhood.
But
right from the beginning it was like that.
Adam
as he begot Cain, they knew that Cain is going to be a shepherd, a farmer. When they birthed Abel, they knew Abel is going to be this. Let's read we here in Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Genesis chapter 4 and the verse 1.
Adamo namanya kawa mukaziwe, nabera olubuto, nazala Kaini, nayo geranti, mpereddwa musajja eri Mukama.
And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Verses 2.
Era nate nazala muganda we Abiri. Abiri naba musumba wandiga. Naye Kaini naba mulimi wattaka.
And she again bore his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Yes. As soon as they were born, they realized what is their destiny of work. But you study the books, even you get mad. That's why you find the scientists. If they don't use the alcoholics, the heads don't function well. Have to drink alcoholics and they smoke cocaine. That they appear sober. Because the head is weary. Mostly when you reach here in Africa. Now you're going to be a doctor. You begin studying history again. Now do the things. Some which have failed God's government and the governments of the earth. Because we are in the God's worldwide promised call. And it's called we work with him in his final work on this planet earth. But that work, it's the revival and the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth. To be known the way they were, the way they should be. Even the way they will be forever. Now the world, right from the beginning, it was not the way it is today. Right from the beginning, people were born and they discovered their gifts and
callings.
They were going to do in the world, they knew it from childhood. And
at
school, they went there to get skills and experience. Finishing your studies, they say you have not experience. Now what did you go for at school? Now that too needs revival.
We've
done revival on it on this beginning.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Department, you know.
Now this department, it has deacons
who
are known as officers. Officers of 5 of 10 of the thousands. And those are the seers. Those who can be revealed. And they are the ushers who can prepare people in their gifts. They prepare them in order. And they are the prayer partners. The intercessors. Those who can inquire from the Lord. That these people, you are one who created them. You prepared for them the works they have to move by. This one is what and this one is destined to be what?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because in the Ephesians 2 verse 10, he speaks saying like this. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
Kubanga fetuli muri mugwe abatondura mu Kristo Yesu olwebikolwe birungi.
For we are his workmanship created in the Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Yes. We are God's ship. Created in the Christ Jesus. Unto good works. And God ordained moved by them. Before the world was there. As you get to be born. There is a gift and a calling.
Or
gifts and callings. Through which you have to move by. Whether you are a doctor, whether an engineer, whether a builder, whether a business person, or a politician,
there are
many other organizations in this world. We shall see them ahead when we see fullness of this department.
Department
Department of the Natural Gifts and Callings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yet we have these brethren, the deacons,
or
those known as the officers, and the seers, the ushers, the prayer partners, the intercessors, those who can put them, and just been born. I've not yet said you no more have hope at you.
They
still hope connect with them, they discover what you must do
in
this world, in the worldly call.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
In the nation of Israel, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 12, there were those who knew what we ought to have done. And not just to be meandering in things. Let's read.
First
Chronicles chapter 12 verse 32.
Ne ku baana ba Isakaali abasajja abategeera ebiro bwe byali okumanya ebigwanidde Isirayiri okukola emitwe gyabwe gyali 2,000 ne ku baganda baabwe bonna nti ne baganda baabwe bonna bagonderanga okulagira kwabwe.
And of the children of Issachar, who were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were under their command. Yes. These were there, and they knew the times, and they knew what ought to have been done. And they obeyed them. Now those are brethren, the deacons. They come from God's heavenly government on the earth. And they come in God's government, the government of the earth. And they are marked as officers. Or the seers. The ushers. The prayer partners. And they get revealed. As we shall study when we see the details. We have to know our gifts right from our childbirth.
Many
books to weary the mind, and it can no more plan and invent. But now the class they term as baby class and top class. They would have used it to spot, discover who you are. Then you go direct in studying that line of study. Because in the Western nations, that's how they study. A child at 12 years has begun to earn.
You
find them the ones who are helping the orphans in Africa. 12 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. No, I don't want us to have a joke in this place. God has given us a blessing work with us in Africa.
Let's
sing the nation of Uganda. It means he's given us all. This time we are going to tell them the real truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we shall see of the two divisions.
Division yebiri is a department.
The two divisions of the God's natural gifts and callings. Of the works within the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have the first division.
Division of science.
The division of science. Where others say they study mathematics within it.
Biology.
Physics.
Chemistry.
Agriculture. And many others like those. But they say that science is the studying of living and non-living things. That's how they term it. But that is not true. Science in the kingdom of God, it is the solving of riddles. Or that called parables. Or the proverbs. As you see, given a formula of mathematics to calculate, get an answer using that formula. That's why when they put name on medicine, instead of putting their panado that you know, they put paracetamol.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They put their paracetamol.
No, ngato yiza kuchitegeera.
And you can't understand it.
Na ye science obo kuitibwa abayine ebirabo no kuitibwa mu department mu division ya science.
But those with gifts and callings in the division of science.
Kuba belawo kusumula bukunizo.
Yeah, they are to solve in riddles.
Ekintu kyonna nga kirimu ebibalo balo.
Anything it involves calculations.
Kirimu okuvunula okw'ekitalo.
It involves an interpretation of a great high level. You know, there are some people here, for example, like the cobras. They can say, those are not scientists. Those are scientists. If a cobra makes a shoe for you not formed well without mathematics, I prove you have to get lame. That is science. Like those, the tailors.
Asoka na kupima oyomafi yena na abalabala bulika.
They measure the height, the width, all that is mathematics.
Alina bulido zibwa solving ekibega bega kigena kube
sima. As riddles solves, the color is going to pass here. If he doesn't measure you with good calculations, get out the shirt and the trouser, you wonder all the dress and the skirts. The builders, they have those materials they use. They measure up.
Things.
All that is mathematics, they are in science.
But they are solving riddles.
They are solving riddles. We shall tell you the truth. In Daniel chapter 1, verses 3 up to 4, these are some of the scientists, the professors in the Bible. Daniel chapter 1 verses 3.
Kabaka n'agamba Aspenazi omukulu w'abalawe be ayingize ku bana ba Isirayiri ab'omuzadde lya Kabaka n'eri abakungu.
And the king spoke unto Aspenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's descendants and of the princes. Verse 4.
Abavubuka abataliiko bulema, wabula abamasa amalungi, era abategeevu mu magezi gonna, era abakabakaba mu kutegeera, era abamanya ebiyigirizibwa, era abasaanira okuyimirira mu nnyumba ya Kabaka, era bayigirizenga amagezi nti era abayigirizenga amagezi ag'Abakaludaaya.
Young men in whom was no blemish, but handsome and skillful in all wisdom and gifted in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the language of the Chaldeans. Children who understood science.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus
much.
But in verse 17, he says this. The word understanding science, what does it mean?
Daniel chapter 1, verse
17.
Naye abavubuka abana, Katonda n'abawa okumanya n'okutegeera mu kuyiga kwonna n'amagezi. Daniel n'aba n'okutegeera.
As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Yes. Science which can solve riddles of dreams and visions. Now, for example, Prophet Joseph in Egypt.
And
the dream, it speaks of 7 years. It's of harvest. 7 years. It's of famine.
One who
can solve those riddles and reveal them.
So science of work,
now the science of God, we shall study it. It's not in studying non-living things, but it's involving solving riddles. The scientists in the world, those professors, those who are so high in science, they bring something, it is a solution, you solve it. When you solve it, and they call you a professor in science. You know, some of those whites, they know these things. Here in Africa, those who don't wish us, they locked us in this system. Even the science we study, we do not understand it. We end at studying living and non-living things. Okay, now. At what will you term it to be? I thought it to involve studying living and non-living things. Like history. People who did history, were they dead?
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. The truth, we need to know the things how they are. We are in revival. It's what you have to know. How they were, how they should be, how they will be all the days. Now there are those who have a call in the second division.
Division
of arts. Where they say they study history,
geography,
economics, art of painting,
literature, ne divinity,
and divinity,
Christian
education.
Na ye,
but in reality, studying arts or history, or to have gifts and callings moving by arts, it is to narration of things, to narrate something from its beginning to the end,
because that is history.
For that is history. Draw an image, you finish it well when someone has a nose. Geography explains something, these mountains appear and came to be like this.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We don't need to suffer again in these studies. That's why Bible says Ecclesiastes 7 verse 8. And it says like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse
8.
Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Now, them who do art, they explain something from the beginning up to the end. Those with gifts and callings, moving in the division of arts, those we term the historians, geography and the others. And those gifts, they are many. We shall see them in 8 subdivisions.
Subdivision
8 subdivisions or 8 fields. Of the natural gifts and callings in science and arts, when we shall reach to see the details. But that's how it is in summary.
That
if we do not have this first department,
government,
God is government, the government of the earth.
Department physical or natural gifts
department
and callings.
Handling physical or natural gifts and callings. The jobs we are called to do in this world. That's why it caused to study many books to weary the mind. And you cannot more invent, plan any job. Even the nations, they do not progress. Mostly when you look to nations of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we shall get the detail when we shall reach the detail of the 8 departments. But we want to move on with the second department of God's government, the governments of the earth. Department of the spiritual politicians. Who are there to guide the politicians of the world according to the full light of the word of God?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
these they have ever been there. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, they are there. Even in the New Testament. And they worked in God's heavenly government on the earth, that which works direct in the church. And they also worked in its central government, God's government, the governments of the earth. And they always went in those governments, and they guided, corrected them as the counsel of God. The example, like the prophet Isaiah, in the Isaiah chapter 38, verses 1 to 3,
went
to the king Hezekiah and he had a correction God had told him. Let us read. We hear Isaiah chapter 38 and the verse
1. Isaya nabbi mutabani wa Amozi najje jali namugamba nti bwatyo bwayogera Mukama, titekateka ennyumba yo kubanga ogenda kufa so togenda kulama.
In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Verse
2.
Then Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Verse
3.
And said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech you, how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Verse 4. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Verse
5.
Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord. Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David your father. I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add unto you your days 15 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
that is how it was. There were those who worked in God's government, the governments of the earth. And they always went
unto
the leaders of governments of the world. And they guided them and gave them a correction as the will of God is. basing in the full light of the word of God. That's why even the New Testament, our Lord Jesus, when he sent disciples, he knew we shall be taken to governments of the world. We shall be inquired from. He said, do not worry what to answer.
For
it will be given you right there. Because you work in God's heavenly government on the earth. Yet at the same time, in you is another government. What we call the central government. God's government, the governments of the earth. At any time, governments of the world call you. You have light of the word given you immediately there. And you answer. That's why he speaks in the Matthew 10 in the verse 18, and he says like this, Matthew chapter 10 from verse
18,
and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. Verse
19.
But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Yes.
He
said, do not worry. When they will take you unto the magistrates and they ask you, don't worry what to answer, for you'll be immediately be given what to answer. It's not you who will answer, but the Spirit of God in you, the Spirit of the Father. Praise Jesus much. So the truth is like this. So that always, as the church, we had to have these two governments. God is heavenly government on the earth. Works direct in the churches of God in this world. And we had to have the central government. It's known as God's government, the governments of the earth. Those who know very well politics of God in the midst of the world. That God rules in the governments of this world. And they first enlighten to them. And they enlighten to people of God in the world. Understanding as the will of God is within politics.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
So in this department of the spiritual politicians, still there are three divisions. Those we shall be seeing. Even here we pass in the summary of them.
Division
the first division,
a division spiritual judiciary.
The spiritual judiciary. Where there are judges. Judges, the lawyers, the counsels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And presenting office.
And this present the office division of heavens led by God the Father. The judge of all. Praise Jesus much. Always nations, they have things, but they don't know the one who put them within them is the one most high. He rules within their governments. So we said this department of the spiritual politicians,
in a division,
it has three divisions.
Division yesoka,
the first division,
judiciary,
that we call the judiciary of the judges,
baroya,
lawyers,
iranga banobali presenting judiciary system eyomugu.
And these represent the judicial system of heaven, which is led by God the Father himself, the chief judge. He judges the heavens and earth. And that's why you see in the Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22-23, they welcome you to God, the judge of all. We speak of the Father himself, and heaven has been called the judicial system there.
And the
Father himself, God the Father, is in charge leading it. Let us read, we hear. Hebrews chapter 12, verse
22.
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Verse
23.
To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of holy men made perfect. Yes. God, the judge of all. He judges the heavens and earth. In the heaven there is a judiciary system.
And God,
the Father himself, is in charge of it. And he spoke basing in the Proverbs chapter
8.
He said the judges of the world, on by him they rule and they give judgment. They do not do it by themselves. They even be corrected, they know how they can to do all as the best on the chief judge, who is God. Read Proverbs, we hear. Proverbs chapter
8,
verse
15.
By me kings reign and princes decree justice. Verse 16.
Ku bwange abalangira bafuga.
By me, princes rule, and nobles, even all judges of the earth. Yes. They cannot do it when God the Father is not involved. The judges themselves are one who handled the constitution of the nation. But we shall see more of that. The Father himself in heaven, the one who handled the constitution running over heavens and earth, the holy book of God, the book, the Bible, Isaiah 34, verse 16, it is called the book of the Lord. Praise Jesus. Read me Isaiah and we see. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Seek
you from out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail, none shall lack her mate, for my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Yes. Just as you see the judges of the world, lawyers and the councils, they are one responsible on the constitution of the nation. Even God, when he based in the judiciary system of heaven, he made the constitution reign over heavens and earth, the holy book of God. The book, the Bible. We have to show you that light. That always you have that system on this world. But the one who put it in your hearts, that you to put it in this world, it is God the Father himself who rules in the kingdoms of children of men. And the heavens do rule and reign on the earth straits. Praise Jesus. That's why in the book there is an entire Bible, there is the entire book of the judges.
And
God put their judges to judge this world.
And
that sample was first sown in the nation of Israel, and it spread all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So let's look at the second division of this second department of the spiritual politicians.
Division,
the second division, the spiritual executive, which is made of the president and the ministers.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Eranga bano.
And these ones,
baba representing executive yomu guru.
They represent the executive of heaven, which even reigns over the earth, which is led by God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. Right now, who leads in the heavens and the earth? He is the president of heavens and earth. He has ministers. 24 elders, they sat around him. They surround his throne. And his servant turns them. He turns his ministers into winds. Always our Lord is the one responsible of the ministry. That's why when he gave gifts of the ministry.
Now
the sector called the executive in the world. In the governments of the world, where there is the president and the ministers, always
there
to represent the executive of heaven, where there is the president, God in the world, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, who reigns over the heavens and the earth. And ministers sit around his throne 24. The 24 elders. Even angels usually turn to ministers, they come to minister. Now our Lord Jesus says in the Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, and he says
this.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
Yesu najja nayogera nabo n'agamba nti mpeereddwa obuyinza bwonna mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
And Jesus came spoke unto them saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Olunyole 19.
Verse 19.
Kale mugende mufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa nga mubabatiza okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe n'Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Yes. Now he is the president who rules over heavens and earth. And he is the one who leads what we call the executive of heaven,
which
is made of the president and the ministers. Now we, who are in God's government, the governments of the earth, we are there to reveal those. We tell them, brethren, the things always they are like that. God Most High, He rules within your governments. Even setups you put there, you did put them there by yourselves.
Himself,
God. Now, our Lord Jesus spoke this in Ephesians. Ephesians 4, verse 7. And he says this. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7.
Naye buli muntu mu ffe yaweebwa ekisa ng'ekigera ky'ekirabo kya Kristo bwe kiri.
But unto every man of us is given, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
He,
yes,
Kristo,
Christ,
yalonda ba ministers,
is the one who chooses up those ministers.
Ngera bwe kiri mu nsi, president,
it is in the world the president.
Yakira nalonda ba ministers.
You choose and elect those ministers. That's why in the verse 10 he says this. Up to verse 12. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10.
He
that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things. Verse
11.
And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Verse
12.
For the perfecting of the holy ones, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Yes.
He's
the one who sends the apostles, prophets, and the others.
For ministry.
They are for ministry.
The ministers.
The ministers.
In
God's heavenly government on the earth, which works directly in the church.
Now,
God is government in governments of the earth. We have to tell them that this second division of the executive, it is made up of the president
ministers,
and the ministers. How long it's on this world as the shadow of Christ, who takes over executive of heavens and earth,
president,
the president of heavens and earth,
ministers,
and who chose his ministers, the 24 elders. One day the disciples were telling him, here, who will sit on the right or the left hand of yours? He said, those to whom it was ordained to be. But the system of the executive, the president and the ministers, they are there to fulfill what we are done by the judiciary, the judges. Like you see, the God, the chief judge, he made his
vow.
One responsible to implement, fulfill it, it is our Lord Jesus Christ. I would have spoken much, but we still give you in the summary. Let me tell you, the truth is this.
President,
president of any nation,
he
is elected to fulfill the constitution of the nation, which was
judicial system,
the judicial system, the legislature.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Never ministers,
even all ministers,
Baba inakulaba nga constitution yeriye tukira buchi.
Have to see the constitution is fulfilled well, which the chief judge commanded it to be done. Now we are going to understand them. But let's move to the third division.
Division
yokusatu. The third division. Of this second department. Of the spiritual politicians. Those who guide the politicians of the world.
Division spiritual
legislature. Division of the spiritual legislature.
Parliament.
The entire parliament.
Speaker.
Right from the speaker. You know him. You in the legislature of heaven, and which takes over the earth. The one who leads it is God the Spirit. Him who leads all the children of God. The speaker. Who does not speak what he wants, but what he hears from the Father, what he hears from the Christ is what he speaks. If we can tell you the rightful speaker, how he should have appeared.
In parliament,
parliament, how would it have appeared?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus
much. But the
truth is this, brethren. God's the work he's doing is marvelous. It's a miracle and a wonder. Say you can go do a revival, it does it. Going to restore things all as they were, as they should be, as they will be forever.
It
does it in every corner, every aspect you wonder. Now he's laid hold of this world. I tell you, we still see the third division.
Spiritual politicians.
Division of the spiritual legislature.
Yes, speaker and parliament.
The speaker and entire parliament.
Representing Kugamba.
It is there to represent the legislature of heaven, which takes over even the earth, which is led by God the Spirit,
who
we know as the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord, the speaker of heavens and earth, and
he leads
all the children of God in fulfilling the works of God.
And the parliament
are there to fulfill the works as they are stipulated in the constitution of their nation. Now always they have not known what they do on this world that God reigns within them, and they come do things wrong. Praise Jesus much. You know, Bible speaks of the Holy Spirit like this, to be speaker of heavens and earth. He first spoke in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, and he said this. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
Awangula nimuokulia kumutio gobulamu.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Him that overcomes will I give unto it of the tree of life, which is in the middle of the paradise of God. He who has an ear,
let
him hear the speaker of heaven and up what he says the Spirit.
Yes.
That is why I see in the John, John chapter 16, 12 to 15,
he
speaks of him saying like this. John chapter 16, verse
12.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
14. Anabalungamyanga mazima gonna kubanga tayogerenga kubuwe yekka nebyo nabya anawuliranga byanayogeranga yanababuliranga bigendo okujja.
But when he the spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he will show you things to come.
Oyo bamwita speaker,
that one is called the speaker of the heavens and the earth.
The one
who leads the legislature of the heavens, even that takes over the earth.
Parliament.
The parliament of the heavens and the earth.
If
you the elect speaker of the parliament out there, how long you didn't know you stand in whose position? And you wreak havoc out there. Because you don't recognize whose office. There is one who rules within you. In your parliament out there. The one who set you in that position. What surprise of the speaker of heaven and earth. The things he speak, they have to have been proven by God the Father in the judiciary of the judges. And they are proven by God the Word. We know the Son Jesus Christ,
executive
who is in charge of the executive of heaven
parliament
and earth,
ministers,
and the parliament with the ministers. Those are the ones he puts in action, the speaker.
They
are to speak those to be done by members of parliament.
I don't know.
I don't know in the world what you are doing out there. I don't know members of parliament what you are up to there. Not yet even served us a little.
Speaker constitution.
Even made us know what is in the constitution. You first finish John, we see. John chapter 16, verse
14.
He shall glorify me, shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Verse
15.
Things. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Yes. You're not the rightful speaker. As you see the speaker of heavens and earth. Who leads parliament of heavens and earth? Who leads the children of God? The Holy Spirit. Who is in charge of the legislature of heaven? He first hears the things that the Father says. That in charge of judiciary of heaven and the judge of heavens and earth.
He
hears God the word whom we know the Son Jesus what he says.
Who
is in charge of the executive of heaven.
President ministers.
The president and the ministers.
And
then him as the
parliament.
Speaker speaks that to the parliament.
A member of parliament.
And we members of parliament. We put them in action on the ground all over the nations of the world. For any speaker of parliament and the member of parliament, they are sent to work. That's why you see the Holy Spirit In the Psalms 104 verse 30, he is sent to put in action, even to renew all programs, those in the Constitution of God, the book, the Bible. Even members of Parliament with their speaker, they would have been like that. You read Psalms, you read it.
Zaburi esule chikumwenya nolo nyiriri olwa makumi asatu.
Psalms 104 verse 30.
Otuma omoyo go nebitondebwa erofulo obujja amasogettaka.
You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Yes. He sent his spirit. They are created. He renews the face of the earth.
Kati omukulembeze wa
legislature, the leader of the legislature of heaven, and which takes over the earth. That would have called speaker of parliament with his parliament. The Holy Spirit. He has been sent to put things in action. And is going to lead the children of God, servants of God in heavens and earth. To fulfill as constitution of God is the book, the Bible. That's why Romans 8 verse 14 is saying, those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now the speaker in any parliament, he has to speak according to that coming from judiciary,
constitution,
the constitution, as it was made by the judges, and God proven
aba executive
by those of executive
president and the minister.
President and the ministers. Now this in charge of legislature,
speaker of parliament,
speaker of parliament,
parliament,
they are there implement them all over the nation. Even keep renewing them as the teachers. Constitution tell us to do this. Programs of government, they are like this and this. Every village, town, city, we do like this. Now we are going to call you in the school of God, that we can fulfill Micah chapter 4 in the Isaiah chapter 2, when he speaks, nations will flock coming to the mountain of God to be taught of God. Always, the three organs of the government, of governments of this world, they represent God the Father, the
God
whom we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three witnesses of heaven. As
it
speaks,
1
John chapter 5 verse 7,
Baroya Yokane Chisoka, Esule Yoktano, Noru Nyiriri Oromu Samvu.
1 John chapter 5 verse 7.
Kubanga waliwa wajulia basatu mokuru. Chitafe, chigambo, nomo yomutukupu. Iranga basatu wavo, bakanya muomu.
For there are three that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. Yes.
Abajulia basatu mokuru.
Three witnesses in heaven. The Father, the Word
with
the Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, they agree in one. Now, on the world, they sent it in the form of the three organs of government, where there is judiciary,
representing
the Father, the Chief Judge,
executive,
where there is executive,
representing President
representing President of Heavens and Earth,
never minister,
and the ministers, that is God the Word,
who
knows the Son Jesus Christ. Legislature.
Speaker Parliament, Parliament.
Speak of Parliament and the Parliament.
Representing
and represents God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord,
Speaker
of heavens and earth, and he leads all the servants of God, the children of God, to fulfill the invitations of God in heavens and earth. That's why that was told us here on the world. In the Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, as he says
this,
Matthew chapter 28, verse
18,
Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19.
Kale mugende, mufule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa, nga mubabatiza okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe, n'Omwana, n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
So, organizes that we encourage our government is almost.
So, those three main organs of governments of the world. Always they represent God the Father. God the Word, we know the Son Jesus Christ. Even God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit. O Spirit of the Lord. In all their responsibilities. And shall be seeing all the subdivisions within them. And just as they are, God's government in the governments of this earth. God rules in the governments of children of men. Because when you get examples, as we told you, that people need the oxygen to breathe day and night. One responsible of it is God. They need the rain to fall, that the plants can blossom and grow, even the food. They need the sun. Out of it cometh food and it enters the ground. But all those, God is the one in charge of them. If
they're
not there in the midst of children of men, there is no leader who can lead.
They
try 1% per 100. And God rules 99% in the midst of children of men. Because still, as I told you, whom would they have reigned over? They do not know how even bones grow within the womb.
Or
two children of men, those who are born. But God is the one who does that.
He
gives them people who have been formed well and they have been formed well. Because they will be leading.
We
shall get more concerning that government. On this department. The second department. God is heavenly government and governments of the earth. Department of the spiritual politicians. To guide politicians of the world. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. And starting to put in action. Even to spread to four corners of this earth. Because our Lord is on the way coming.
Amen.
Amen.